Youngkin slams bill creating felony for parents not affirming child's gender identity. By Brecken Eftis on October 18, 2022. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., slammed a bill that would make parents face child abuse charges for not affirming their child's gender identity or sexual orientation. "What we saw is a clear statement of what the progressive liberals believe. They believe if parents try to be parents, they should be investigated," Youngkin said at a campaign event in Fredericksburg, Virginia. "We saw Attorney General Garland out of the U.S. government investigating parents for standing up at board meetings. We saw my opponent last year stand up and say parents don't have the right to see what's being taught in classrooms." As Breitbart News reported, the bill was introduced by Virginia State Del. Elizabeth Guzman, D., and would expand the definition of child abuse to include parents who are not willing to affirm their child's stated gender identity or sexual orientation. She stated a Child Protective Services investigation would result in a felony or misdemeanor charge for the parents, saying further, "We know that CPS charge could harm your employment, could harm their education, because nowadays many people do a CPS database search before offering employment." She, Del. Guzman, in fact, spoke there, Democrats, truth, Youngkin continued. "And now they're trying to walk it back. This is transparency from the progressive liberal Democrats of what they believe. And now they're trying to walk it back because they don't want anybody to know that yet. Parents must have the primary role in their children's lives. That's their education. That's their health. That's their upbringing. That's their well-being," he continued. "And this is why I believe that we have such momentum for so many of the things that we are doing, but on top of that, why I think in November, again, voters, not just Republicans, but voters are going to stand up and send a very clear message." Guzman's bill has received bipartisan criticism, with Virginia House Minority Leader Don Scott, D., saying he will not move forward with the legislation, and U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger, DBA, who is in a very tight race, telling Breitbart News, "I don't support this legislation, and it does not have a path forward in the General Assembly. It's unclear how this proposed legislation intends to actually help transgender children and their families, which is what we should focus on." Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.